to have your company. Well, over the last few weeks, 3 weeks, we've been talking to Pauline Carrigan, the founder of Where There's a Will, in regard to wellness and our wellness in particular, and how we can, through resilience, keep connected with our family, friends and community generally. And this week, we're taking a look at another aspect of wellness in our local community and belonging to the community. Also with Pauline this morning is guest Tom Hagen, also very much involved with the community too, and a mine worker. So some challenges there for him. We're going to hear a little of what he has to say, how he keeps connected to the local community in a job that's quite demanding. Pauline Carrigan.
Firstly, why are we dissecting the word PERMA? Is because I hear the word resilience every day, and people think resilience means toughen up, and it doesn't. Resilience is having some positive emotion, engagement, strong relationships, some meaning and a sense of accomplishment in your life. And today we're talking about meaning, because meaning, which is a little bit different to positive emotion could be eating a chocolate and make you feel good, or shopping to your drop that makes you feel good. But does it leave you with a sense of longing happiness and great memories? And just like we've chatted about in the last weeks, that sometimes we have to make an effort to find and build some happiness in our life, we need to be careful that some of that happiness is meaningful and satisfying, not fleeting and shallow. So today, Mike, I want to try and really do justice to meaning if I can. And we have Tom Hagen with us here today, because I see Tom and Coral and their family are like a lot of families like them that really do create a deep sense of happiness and meaning within our community.
Despite some challenges, and we'll go to Tom in a moment, challenges there about working as he does as a shift worker in the mines.
Exactly. So Tom balances his life well and takes from the five ingredients of PERMA naturally, which is really good. For me personally, meaning has changed my life. Once I started this work and I understood meaning, my life is so much deeper and I have a greater sense of satisfaction. So meaning fills the old positive tank with lasting happiness. It's not fleeting. And so it's usually feelings that make you feel proud and good about yourself and makes you feel right and provides lifelong satisfaction. Sadly, no one can tell you your meaning in life, because we're all different and we all have different feelings and strengths and gifts that create different beliefs and vision. For some of us, meaning is religion and spirituality. But for others, it's a sense of belonging, maybe to your family, friends, community, or even just a sense of belonging in this life and why am I here? A sense of great purpose, a sense of deeper satisfaction that leaves you with a sense of accomplishment that you've done something great and long-lasting.
Well, let's chat about that, because to make meaning last, you pointed out a few activities that we need to belong to, but let's look at the belonging factor.
I love my community. I love my family. I think having five sisters and a brother that all grew up in this same town and our friends, and I have my own children and grandchildren here now, and I'm involved in clubs and organisations, and it wouldn't matter where I was in Scone, I walk in and I belong.
Well, you see the value of being part of that community then.
Oh, very much. And, you know, but it's okay for me to sit here and talk about it when I've been here all my life. Other people come to the district late, and this is where I say the effort comes in. That, you know, that we must be a community of welcomers, and that's great, but we have to have, people have to make an effort too to want to join in. Mm. And that's the ingredient of meaning. Come along, join in.
We'll go to Tom now, because he understands that meaning. I think he's been there, he's been involved, and you are generally from a family that's been here too a long time. So you understand community pretty well, and you've taken it to the nth degree almost, Tom. You're in a lot of organisations, rugby league in particular. So you feel a lot of the value about that.
I feel very fortunate to be part of the community of Scone and the Upper Hunter. My wife is a Innisfail girl in far north Queensland. I met her up there, and And yeah, we're just so fortunate with the Scone community, with, as Pauline said, Coral was welcomed into the community with open arms. And yeah, she's a school teacher now and two kids and one on the way. And yeah, we're just so lucky that everyone is so welcoming.
School teacher, two children, you work as a shift worker as well. Still got time for the community?
Yeah, no, it is a challenge. And there is plenty of times that we do sit down and wonder if we maybe do a little bit too much. But it's that sense of purpose that is why you do it, I think. For me personally, with the football club, it's just something that you're so proud of that you want to see do well.
Can I just pop in there too? Can I just say congratulations to Tom as well? Because when Tom's a person who's looked up to by the younger males and females in the community. So what Tom is doing as well is teaching the value of meaning and joining in a community to another whole generation. Because we do have generations of people who don't commit and are not joining in. So what message are we passing on?
Tom, you're in a situation, and we've been speaking to some doctors locally, and we talk about the farmers and the drought and the challenges and the mental health issues with those farmers. But what he's seeing now is more of his patients that are working in the mines, the working shift work. You're one of those. You still have that sense of community, but how do you keep that going when you've got to be in that truck for 12 hours a day? What motivates you to do that every day?
I sort of feel like it's the family, and the commitment to the family is probably the major driving factor. And I guess that's the majority of probably the main reason why anybody works, to be honest. There is a sense of enjoyment you can feel from any job, but I think at the end of the day we do it for to provide for the family. But yeah, shift work certainly does have its challenges. I think the way that I best deal with it is just to have a really solid routine. I sort of feel like getting up and going to the gym and that sort of stuff, and then before night work, and then go home for a sleep. But sort of the routine is what makes it work, and if you get out of that routine, I think that's where you can get yourself in trouble.
Mm. When you're in the truck and you've got through half the day and maybe a few hours to go and you're feeling a little bit tired, how do you keep yourself going and motivated?
Yeah, well, that's probably the hardest element of shift work is probably between sort of 2 and 4 in the morning, and any shift worker would tell you that, I think. And the hardest part is the motivation and why you're doing it, and I think that's where I'm so fortunate to have the things set in place at home that you think in a couple of hours I can go home and see my wife and see the kids, and you open up that front door and the kids come running out, daddy, 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 and it's sort of the most perfect reason for doing anything. If there wasn't that commitment to the football club or other things going on in family life and that sort of stuff, your mind becomes blank. And if you're sitting in a piece of equipment in the mining industry or any sort of shift work, to be honest, that's I just feel like keeping your mind busy is a real positive.
Yeah.
Pauline, Tom's been saying this with a smile on his face, and that's one of your suggestions, I think.
Yeah, if people are looking at, gee, how do I get meaning? Look, deep meaning might come one day, or you may have it already. But look, just today, smile at someone who meets your needs. Thank them. Even if they've fallen short of your expectations. Say thank you to someone who has just helped you. Don't take it that that's just their job anyway. I've paid for it. Give to a needy cause. Help a needy cause, rather than mindlessly spend on things that cannot satisfy you and they only bring you short-term pleasure and sometimes afterwards guilt. Keep destructive stories about someone else that you've heard to yourself. Refuse to spread it. This will not only lift you up, but it won't drag them down. And lastly, the best one I think for all of us, be a calm and courteous driver. Everyone wants to get there. Everyone wants to get home. Let's all stop making ourselves the most important person on the road. Let's consider that everyone has a family. Now, if you take any of those tips and put them into your daily life, I guarantee you, within a couple of weeks, you're actually going to feel better about yourself.
Pauline, Tom, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.